This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Friday, July 5th. While the recent corn rally helped support the wheat futures in Wednesday trading, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
That corn rally was just giving some support to the wheat futures because the wheat indicators are all truly bearish, yet the market still rallied. We had 4 days of drop market in wheat, and I think they just didn't want to have it 5 sessions in a row. We had a little bit of a turnaround, but that double-digit corn rally just carried the day for all of the grains, actually. And it's a short week, and now we're going to have a hard opening on Friday, so there will not be any evening session tomorrow night. So that's going to be very interesting. So we'll have a full day on Friday going in to finish off the first week of July. So that should make things very interesting when Friday comes. So we're going to watch that closely.
Chicago July wheat prices closed Wednesday up 14 and a half at 518 and a half. July corn was up 19 and a half at 432 and three quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 608. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for July were up 11 and a quarter, ranging from 558 and three quarters to 573 and three quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for July were up 3 3/4, ranging from 615 to 620. Live cattle for August was up $1.35 at 106 even. August feeder cattle were down $1.80 at 137.02 and a half. And July class 3 milk was down 6 cents at 1731.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.